Democratic Governor Janet Mills has picked a former lobbyist from the state's leading physician organization to oversee the state's response to the opioid crisis. Gordon Smith is former vice president of the Maine Medical Association. He'll become what Mills is calling the director of opioid response. It's a position created to tackle an epidemic that has claimed more than 1,600 lives over the past 5 years. Mills and Smith say their focus will be on medication-assisted treatment and destigmatizing the illness of addiction. Steve Missler has more.
While the governor hasn't overtly criticized the LePage administration's approach to the opioid problem, she has made it clear that she'll take a very different tack, focusing on treatment instead of law enforcement and on addiction as an illness instead of a moral choice.
These people are not junkies. These are our neighbors, our coworkers, family members, schoolmates. They are our sons and daughters. They are people without labels, citizens without stereotype.
Smith will lead what Mills is calling her Prevention and Recovery Cabinet, which will include several state agency chiefs and Attorney General Aaron Fry, and coordinate law enforcement, prevention, treatment, and recovery responses to the epidemic. Smith told reporters that increasing access to medication-assisted treatment requires building an infrastructure to support it, including easing restrictions on physicians' ability to prescribe it and convincing recovery centers to accept patients who are taking Suboxone or methadone.
We know much of what needs to be done, but we need the political will to do it.
In Smith, Mills has chosen a person well acquainted with the political forces in Augusta. Smith has been a lobbyist for the Maine Medical Association for 25 years. In 2011, the organization opposed a bill designed to limit and track opioid prescribing by doctors and convinced the state legislature to study the issue instead. But in 2016, the MMA did back a bill that placed limits on opioid prescriptions and created monitoring, a move that highlights the organization's evolution on the problem of overprescribing opioids for pain. Ann Smith says doctors now fully endorse medication-assisted treatment.
The medical community, I think, is fully on board that the gold standard is medication-assisted treatment. The problem is that not all aspects of the population are on board with that.
Smith was referring to the sentiment among some people that medication-assisted treatment is expensive and essentially swaps dependence on one drug for another. He says changing that belief will be critical to tackling the crisis, a role that he says Mills has already embraced.
Executive leadership helps. I mean, we've not had a situation here in recent years where the executive leadership of the state has been saying the things that Governor Mills is saying, that this is a chronic illness, these are our sons and daughters, and they need to be loved, they need to be treated.
Smith didn't mention former Governor Paul LePage by name, but the reference was clear. LePage took a dim view of treatment, and he also vetoed bills that expanded access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone. Mills is taking a different approach. She says she'll sign an executive order directing state agencies to take steps towards combating the epidemic in about 2 weeks. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.